Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello, and welcome to another Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. This is another programme in our series of relaxation programmes. Well, we all get a bit uptight and we need to unwind and chill out a bit. So this is a programme for all you worriers and for all you non-worriers married to them. Well, in any house there seems to be a quota of worry, and the more one worries, the less the other seem to worry, and vice versa. Anyway, tonight's half-hour programme is 30 tips on relaxation in 30 minutes. So we'd better get a move on, I suppose, but hey, relax, relax, don't worry, we'll get there. So here's the challenge, 30 tips starting now. How about then, tip number one, why don't you just sit down and relax to some nice music? So while you're listening to the relaxing music, you could do some relaxing exercises. Autogenics is the fancy word for it. But just sit there and clench your fist and then relax your fist and your other fist and relax. You can clench your feet, your calf muscles, your thigh muscles, your hips, and work your way around the body bit by bit, tensing and relaxing all the muscles till you're quite relaxed. There in the bath, just relaxing, or having a massage, or aromatherapy, or without even those things, just close your eyes and transport yourself to a Caribbean island, to the beach, with a slight change in our mood music. We can be suddenly anywhere your imagination carries you. You can take 30 holidays a day, somebody said. What do they mean by that? Well, when you've got a spare split second, even at the traffic lights, you can just take your mind somewhere relaxed. Although one woman did that at the traffic light and she missed the turn of the lights, so the lorry driver came out of his cab and went up to her and said, "What colour would you prefer?" But seriously, throughout a day, there are opportunities when you can just chill out. Americans are great for what they call humour therapy. You book a motel room, you go into it with a pile of DVDs, all comedies, and you have a rip-roaring laugh all day. There is something to be said for that. I remember a baby sitting beside me in an aeroplane. It was having its first flight, but it was perfectly relaxed because its dad was sitting beside it. It's a lovely picture, is it not? Sometimes when I'm driving along and I've got my white knuckles on the steering wheel and I'm rushing from A to B and I'm stressed about something, I'll cut in and say to myself, "But are you happy?" And then I always say, "Yes." It helps in life to be a bit philosophical sometimes, to have objectivity, to keep a perspective, you know, to see things in the light of eternity, to see our mundane things in the light of heaven. If we see it in perspective, sometimes it takes a lot of the heat out of it. According to psychologists, we all have basic psychological needs. Things like a sense of identity, a sense of belonging. We need meaning in life and purpose, motivation, creativity, responsibility and authority. When these things are in place, then we're calm and relaxed. When they're not in place, then we're agitated and we've a problem. Thank you. tried operating at 75%. You know, when you're going a bicycle and you're pedalling, if you pedal a lot harder, you can go a wee bit faster. But if you reverse that, if you pedal just a wee bit more relaxed, you don't lose that much speed. So if you go at 75%, you still cover the ground, you still get there, but you don't need to be bursting a gut about it. And of course, there's always somebody worse than yourself. There's an Arabic saying, I lost my arm and I felt sorry for myself until I met a man with no arms. I remember being on the beach at Mombasa in Kenya in Africa, and I was having a blissful moment of relaxation looking at the coconuts and the palm tree. It was a beautiful idyllic scene when someone came over the horizon to try and sell me trinkets. I tried to chase him away and said, I'm not wanting to buy anything, go away, you know, and maybe the folk over there, they'll buy something, but you're wasting your time with me. And then he said, I'm not trying to save time. I'm here on the beach all day, every day. I like talking to the tourists. I've always thought of that. I'm here all day, every day. This is what I do. I'm not in a rush. Why am I saving the time? I've found over the years that there are certain times in my life I cannot worry, no matter how much I wanted to worry. In the middle of a football match, you're focused on the football. When you're about to address the golf ball, there's nothing in your universe except a golf ball. When you're swimming up and down a swimming pool, it's impossible to think of things outside the swimming pool. So, don't know what it is for you, but find your equivalent. Focus on something trivial which takes away every other concern. How about focusing on the positive rather than the negative? I think that we cope with life and we cope with death in terms of mental pictures. If you think, for example, that death is walking over the edge of a cliff into oblivion, there's not a lot of comfort. But if you think of death as a doorway, like the terminal door in an airport, it's the end of this phase, but it's the start of the future, the takeoff to new worlds. There are lots of pictures out there to describe our lives or death, and we will cope with life and grief in terms of those pictures. Thank you. We're already halfway past our 30 tips in 30 minutes. Here's another. Pause to smell the roses. I'm always moved by the story of the little bird that was contemplating making its first ever flight. It looked down from the nest in a bit of fear and trepidation, when its mother encouraged it by giving it a wee nudge and saying, "You're a bird, you can fly." God made us as human beings to live the fullest possible life, to mount up with wings like eagles. Remember that you're not perfect. Failure is not the end of the world. Supposing the worst happens, we live to fight another day. Here's a very practical hint and tip. Write things down on bits of paper, rather than hold them in your head. Your head becomes like scrambled eggs. But if you write it out on a bit of paper, and then later on, of course, you suffer piles. You've got these piles of paper, remembering what that scribbled note to yourself means. But generally, it does work. It takes the strain out of holding it in your own mind. Following on from that, how about at the end of the day, writing out your worries on a piece of paper, putting them in a shoebox, and putting it under the bed, promising to open it tomorrow morning. But there's no point in holding it all through the night, is there? How about spring cleaning your head and your emotions now and then? Don't carry unnecessary luggage. Psychologists tell us that we're always going around with unnecessary luggage, and the biggest suitcase is guilt. How about forgiving and forgetting and moving on? When I was a little boy, my dad gave me a steering wheel and I used to sit driving it. And when my head nodded off through exhaustion, I turned to him and said, "Dad, do you think you could drive the rest of the way? I'm getting tired now." He said, "Okay, son, just relax, I'll drive the rest." How about letting other people around us take the strain and stress and help us? How about letting our Heavenly Father drive a bit of the way too? In my house, we have a tapestry. My mother made it. It's a picture of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. And when I come home at night, I sometimes look at that picture and identify with different sheep in the picture. On a good day, I'm the young sheep skipping out in front. On a bad day, I'm the old codgers dragging their feet behind. But on very bad days, I'm the little lamb that he's picked up and holding close to his chest, safe in the arms of Jesus. I like the story of Elisha at Dothan when he saw the Syrian army come to capture him, but he didn't panic because he saw behind the Syrian army the heavenly army. We do have our problems in the immediate foreground, but with the bifocal spectacles of faith, we can see God's providence and love in the background. Halliburton, an old Scottish saint, used to go out to the dark night and look up at the sky and say how dark things are, and then keep looking until a star appeared, and then another and another. And as he counted his blessings one by one, he realised that the night sky isn't so dark and life isn't so dark. There are many blessings to give thanks for. The best advice I can possibly give you is to talk to Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. Take an empty chair and think of Jesus sitting there. You don't have to have many clever words. Just as a French peasant man who worked out in the fields, and he went into this chapel every day, till one day the priest asked him, "What are you doing every day?" And he said, "I just look at Jesus and he just looks at me." It's like two folk in love. They don't need many words. They just look into each other's eyes and feel the feelings. How about reading Bible passages appropriate to how you're feeling? The Bible's got everything under the sun. My favourite one is Peter walking on water. When I feel out of my depth, I read that or I think about that, and I realise that if you look at the storm, you sink, but if you look to Jesus, you can do the impossible, walk on water. Always remember, God rules. Let God be God. When we try and take God-sized worries and God-sized powers, we get to God-sized pickles. Just relax and let God be God. And the last one. So here we are, 30 tips in 30 minutes, and we've made it. No sweat as well. And it is, always remember, Jesus loves you. I've studied many years of theology, I've read heavy books, I've listened to sermons. Everything for me comes down to, can you sing, Jesus loves me? If you can, you can walk down the street with your head held high, saying, Jesus loves me, even me. Jesus loves me. He loves me. Him. He loves me. It's worth meditating on. So bye for now, and we'll see you another week.